Tomorrow is Veterans Day. That means parades and politics. In last year's election, both Democratic and Republican candidates leaned on veterans' endorsements. At the same time, they criticized each other for using veterans as props. A new political action committee wants vets to be the candidates for whichever party. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on the new push to get vets to run for office.
The draft meant Congress used to be full of veterans. During World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the number of vets in Congress peaked in the late 60s, early 70s, at 75% in the House and 81% in the Senate. Today, it's only 20% veterans in the Senate and 19% in the House.
We don't think it's a coincidence that Congress is so dysfunctional, in part because of that precipitous decline of veterans that are serving.
Rye Barcott is an Iraq war veteran. The "we" he's talking about is a political action committee launched yesterday called With Honor, which he says is cross-partisan.
We're not focused on policy. We're focused on character because we think that that's the bedrock. To really fix this, you have to have people that can go to battle on the floor and then, you know, meet afterwards and still have a beer.
Barcott says a small but growing group of what he calls next generation veterans are setting a different tone in Congress. U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher, a first-term Wisconsin Republican, is also an Iraq vet. He says veterans can often find common ground on national security and foreign policy because they've seen what it looks like downrange.
We're not going to agree on everything, but we're at least going to try and elevate the tone of the debate, be a little more civil to each other. And I think we need more of that. And, you know, even where I disagree with my friends, you know, I don't go home every night thinking they want to destroy the country.
Gallagher points to fellow House freshman Jimmy Panetta, a California Democrat, as an example. Panetta served in Afghanistan, and he too has made a point of sponsoring bipartisan bills.
And they're willing to basically cross party lines. We need people that understand that this is not a Democrat thing. It's not a Republican thing. This is an American thing. And let me tell you, the veterans that I work with understand that.
And it bears mentioning that Panetta is the son of Democratic institution Leon Panetta. So for him, name recognition wasn't much of a problem. For most new vets, it will be. And the cost of a campaign has skyrocketed in recent years, which is where the Political Action Committee With Honor comes in. Rye Barcott runs a clean energy investment firm. He says he's planning to raise $30 million to fund vet candidates from both parties.
One of the beauties of the military is its can-do attitude. And we can do this. America can do this. We can function. We can have a Congress that can function. We've done it in the past, and that matters. It matters for everyday Americans, many of whom are struggling.
Barcott says there are already 100 vets running for the House alone in 2018. Now, he admits there are plenty of vet politicians who are partisan to a fault. The With Honor Super PAC will select a few dozen candidates to sponsor so long as they take a pledge of integrity, civility, and cross-partisan action. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.